are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Vistacare, Audiology Associates, and Lee Real Estate. And it is Thursday. That means it's time to talk to Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you and to have the opportunity to get the word out on what's happening in Fort Pierre. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a lot going on. Of course, one thing we really want to keep in front of people and remind them is elections are coming up, and they're not that far away.
They're not that far away. In Fort Pierre, we have elections in April, and so it's the second Tuesday in April, and so that makes this year it will be on the 12th. And there will be an election for in every ward. There is a council member in every ward whose term is up. My term is up as well, and so you'll have the opportunity to vote for three councilmen. Well, depending on your ward, you'll vote for one councilman and the mayor.
So, yeah, we want to make sure we keep that in mind and find out who's going to be running in your ward, and that way you're ready to go when the elections roll around.
That's right. And then also, there was some redistricting done. There were some changes made in each ward and the boundaries of each ward. So the city website has the map of the new wards and their boundaries. So take a look at that. Make sure that you know which ward you're in. If there are some questions, if you're right on a border and you have some questions, feel free to call Roxanne at the city office, and she can help you determine that.
Fantastic. And as always, there's always new stuff going on, and there's some new developments for Fort Pierre as well.
There is. And so because of the Monday holiday, our council will be meeting on Tuesday evening. And before the council meets, we will have a work session with Toby Morris so that he can begin educating us on how the TIF will work. It's very important for this development for the city to adopt a TIF. To take care of the infrastructure costs, and so sometimes there are some misunderstandings and some misconceptions about what a TIF actually does and how it works. And so Tuesday is going to be a good time for our council members, especially our newer ones, to understand how the TIF operates and how it benefits everybody. So that will be happening. You know, the senior living development that it has been proposed to take place in Fort Pierre is such an important addition to our city, to our community. Mm-hmm. We've talked about how important it is for our residents as we age to be able to stay in our own community, to be able to be here with family and friends, and with our church and our doctor and our community, and not have to go out, not have to move away. And so such an important addition to the community, and certainly don't want to miss this opportunity. If we don't welcome this community with this development, we just stand a very good chance of losing it to another community. This developer is going to take this somewhere, and it might as well be in Fort Pierre. It might as well do us all, enhance our community.
Yeah.
And right.
It really would be a great addition, as you said, to being able to, you know, stay around the area where you call home.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just a wonderful economic development, and it's a $20 million investment. But it's not just that and everything that brings to our our tax base. It is enhancing our life. So really an important thing.
It is indeed. So it's always good to, keep up on those and see what's going on with developments around. And there's always events happening, too, like the Indian Relays. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, that's an event that was here 3 years ago, and it is such a fun event. I tell everybody it is the most exciting event I've ever attended. And it has not happened here in the last 2 years because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But it is scheduled now for, I believe, the third weekend in September. And the other exciting thing that could happen is that we could have the national finals here the next weekend. And my goodness, I can't, it's hard to think of anything more exciting than that. So keep listening on that. The decision hasn't been made finally, but they're certainly talking about not only having a regional relay, but having the national finals here in Fort Pierre.
Wow. Well, how about that? We'll hope that that works out, too. It should be another fun event.
Oh, my goodness. It is. Yes. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It is awesome.
Yeah, I've heard some really interesting and fun things about that. So I'm going to look forward to checking that out myself.
Yeah, we'll keep you informed on that.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us, Mayor. As always, you have a wonderful week, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you so much, Dave.
All right, thank you. There's okay. Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by VistaCare, Audiology Associates, and Lee Real Estate.